Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we look to our feathered friends in the city, because Tall Story number 57 is all about nests and those birdie architects. There it was, just sitting on the roof terrace, half an eggshell. Not discarded from my breakfast or dispensed by the propelling arm of a passerby after a post-gym protein hit. Anyway, this was smaller than a chicken's egg, dusty, tender blue, freckled. A blackbird's egg, dumped from on high by a mother cleaning out the nest after her chicks had hatched, no doubt. And here it had landed, and softly enough not to splinter. But where was the nest? There are a lot of birds in central London, from exotic aravis such as ring-necked parakeets to die-hard locals including pucker grey-suited pigeons. But the mystery remains, where do they manage to build their nests away from prying eyes and cats' paws? And given how many there are, how come we so rarely see their self-built homes? This tall story is the tale, the feathered tale, of a group of secretive architects who managed to construct eco-homes on the quiet in our cities, using found materials, but also benefiting from our desire to give them a helping hand onto the property perch. Their ability to use all vacant plots also has fluttering echoes of our own human desire to secure a home in this competitive city. We'll visit three urban residences of varying build quality and design ingenuity. First, let's call on the home of a young couple, Patricia and Peter Pigeon. They're slightly rough around the edges eco sorts, which means that they spend a bit too much time strutting around and not enough time planning and sourcing materials for their new build. I caught up with them a week ago on another roof terrace. Our friend pulled back the lush foliage on his fine lineup of potted plants to reveal who was sitting at the base of a small palm tree. Two very ugly pigeon chicks. Peter and Patricia were perched on a nearby roof, pretending to be unflustered as we checked out their home constructing. But I imagine they felt a little embarrassed. There was no nest to speak of. They had gathered a beakful of small twigs each, after some big night out in Trafalgar Square, no doubt, and then they had simply laid their eggs and reared their young on the soft soil in the pot. It all looked rather bleak. This would not be on the Grand Nest Show anytime soon. Let's move on. We are now in a spring-flushed central London park, where high up on a tree, you can see the dazzling emerald head of a ring-necked parakeet poking out from a compact hollow. This is the home of dashing socialite Jacintha and her on-off lover. They only secured this prime position penthouse in this gorgeous timber high-rise after some intense competition. They recognise that some still see them as out-of-towners. There are now thousands of these birds across London, but they only started nesting in the country in the late 1960s. Others complain that they're taking housing off the locals, but actually they're bringing some added dash and flair to the neighbourhood, even if their squawking could be turned down a bit. And finally, let's watch where this small sparrow, Jim, heads with the dry grass in its bill. It's flying towards a nice piece of modern housing, seemingly heading for the wall when, suddenly, it vanishes through a small hole. Here, built into that wall, the owners of this big modernist monolith have inserted a series of bird bricks. Designed to look, well, just like a brick, they are in fact bird boxes in disguise. Quick Google will reveal numerous makers and numerous styles depending on the intended residence. There are also nice ones made for always-on-the-go swifts, for example. But this one is for the house sparrow, in recognition that many of its old haunts have been eradicated and we need to be doing more to provide them adequate housing. Each brick is a little starter home that the new owners need to fill with suitable soft furnishings if they wish to start a family. And judging by the frantic day Jim's been having, it seems that he and his partner Sue are decidedly broody. So let's leave them to enjoy their modern, if compact, new home and be grateful that all of our subject in this week's Tall Stories have found a place to settle down in this tough old city. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.